This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Dan Newkirk. We're getting ready for game number five in this, the Teetotal Shootout versus Cancer, brought to you by, amongst others, the Apex Network Physical Therapy, and we want to thank them for all of their support here today in this inaugural shootout. And Dan, I'll have to admit, different schools coming from different directions, but this gym has been not packed, but fairly well full all day long.
Well, it's just a busy day over here in Kirtlandville. With they've got their Christmas outing today, but there's, you know, it's such a big gym, it'd be a tough one to fill up, but it's been good crowds all day.
And that's one thing that is really nice about this gym. You can come in here and you know you're going to find a place to sit. There's plenty of good seating on both sides. Of course, the bleachers over on the stage, that's the preferred seating of some. And those who like to be up top, well, we've got one of the best seats available here up on the back row. And, of course, on a nice cold winter afternoon, we can lean our backs up against the back wall, and it's almost like we have air conditioning up here.
There you go. I've seen a lot of basketball games over here in Carlinville, and I don't ever think I've got hot in this gym. But I've said before, it may not be the most comfortable viewing situation for the fans. See a lot of jackets on people, things like that. But I bet it's a great gym to play in. You know, as you get running up and down the floor, you don't get too hot. I think it's very athlete-friendly environment.
The only thing about this floor that I think sometimes throws players off when they first come in here, most high school gyms, just beyond the end line, you have a wall. And here in this gymnasium, there's about an extra 15 feet or so at the end before you see the wall. So it's a very spacious place, but sometimes it takes you a little while to get your shooting touch to get focused in on that backboard and that rim. But we shall see how these two teams handle it. The Cavaliers come out in their white uniforms, decked in the blue and red. The Auburn Trojans, they come out in a charcoal gray?
Yeah, that's that new slate gray that's been really popular with new teams here of late.
And the Cavaliers will be heading from our left to our right. The jump ball is controlled by the Cavaliers, taken by Walton, who will give the ball off to Briley Roper. Roper takes it over on the wing to Gibble. Gibble goes back up top. They'll look to post up inside, try to get the ball into the big boy, Rosentreter. He can't handle it. The ball's turned over, and back the other way comes Auburn quickly. They'll kick over on the wing, pass up a three, go down in the corner on the right side. Now they'll bring it back up top as Braden Smith is down in the corner. Up top it comes to Peyton Krager. Krager's going to try to drive the right side of the lane. He goes up but off the glass, and it's good. Just like that, Krager and the Auburn Trojans open up the scoring and take a 2-0 lead. 30 seconds into the ball game, we go over to Gibble. He'll take it up to between the circles and kick it over on the wing to Roper. Roper's going to drive into the lane, then he'll kick out to Rosentreter. Down to the corner to Walton, who drives baseline. He'll stop. He can't pop. He looks outside, gets it out to the release to Gibble. They'll swing around the other way. Now back they'll come on the baseline. It'll come inside, then go back out to the corner for three. Up and off the rim. It will not go for Michael Byatt, the 6'2 junior. Auburn comes up with rebound, but it's stolen away there by Briley Roper. Good hustling defense by Roper. Gets the steal, then gets the foul.
Boy, Cameron Boyer there got the rebound and made just a little bit of a, almost lazy pass out there. They got intercepted, then he picked up the foul to boot. So from a coaching perspective, that's going to drive him nuts when you make a mistake and then compound it with another mistake.
One mistake upon the other, and the Cavaliers going to get another chance to tie or perhaps take the lead as they trail 2-0. On top, it'll go over on the wing to Roper. Roper at the free throw line, extended on the left side, takes the ball up top, giving it off to Easterday just into the ball game. Easterday kicks it back out to Walton. Now back to Easterday it goes on the right wing. Jarrett looking for somebody cutting across the middle. Can't find anybody. Has the ball tipped, but he's able to regain. Gains control, goes to the hole. They'll call a blocking foul as Easterday went hard to the floor, and also going hard to the floor is Cameron Boyer. If that's on Boyer, that'll be his second all of a sudden.
Right, he picked up two in a very short amount of time, and I tell you what, Easterday went to the basket really hard. I think that's one that could have gone either way, and Easterday got the call.
His free throw will not go as it rolls off to the rim. We'll have another substitution as Reese Conway is going to come into the lineup for Auburn. And with those two fouls, Cameron Boyer will sit down. Easterday will get ready for his second free throw. Cavaliers looking for their first points of the day. Shots up, but it's good. Free throw is good, making it 2-1. Cavaliers on the board. Auburn still with the lead and the ball. Bringing it down the floor, Peyton Krager, the 5'11 junior. He'll dribble across midcourt. They'll set up a double stack offense. Kick the ball out on the wing. They'll give it to Braden Smith. Smith goes back up top, then he'll cut the baseline, tries to go inside, looking there for the big guy, and the big guy comes up with it. Shots up, and it's good. Basket by Justin Tanner. So Tanner has two. Auburn has four. Cavaliers come down and turn the ball over. Not the way Coach Cooper had planned for this game to start. We're only 2 minutes in. His troops are trailing 4-1 already. Into the corner it goes to Tanner. Tanner, a big 6'1 junior, stocky built. He spins, tries to drive down the side of the lane, decides to bring it back up top. He'll give it off to Reese Conway just into the ball game. Now back into the corner, it'll go to Tanner. Tanner will dribble up top, guarded by Easterday. He'll dish it off to Conway. Conway's going to go down the lane and kick it out to Tanner. Tanner goes into the lane off the left side, shots up, and no good, but he'll draw the foul and go to the line as this one's going to go against Easterday. So Jarrett will pick up his first to the free throw line. Justin Tanner, first free throw's up, but it comes up short. He'll get another. So he gets that ball, spins it in his hands. Couple of dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Now he'll buy it. So Tanner has three, and it's a 5-1 lead for the Auburn Trojans. They'll put on a trapping defense. Cavaliers get the ball on the diagonal pass over to Roper. He breaks the press, gives it off to Byatt. Byatt goes back in the corner, shots up, no good. Auburn comes away with the rebound. Roper took the shot deep in the corner over there outside the three-point line. Now the other way, it's Krager who thought about a three over at the free throw line extended on the left side. He decides instead, let's pass it around a little bit. They'll play catch, comes back to Krager. Krager shot's no good. Easterday with a rebound, a long lead pass, and it's intercepted, stolen away there by Peyton Krager. That's one of those passes that coaches will tell you, we don't want you to make the direct pass down the floor. Go out to the sideline, back into the middle, out to the sideline, back in the middle, but don't throw it straight over. Kind of like the guy running the fly pattern in football. That right. One's okay.
Say, Jared Easterday throwing an interception there. He's not thrown many of those this season, has he?
No. Maybe as many today as he did half the season
right,
this year.
Right.
Now a turnover as the Trojans have an errant pass taken away by the Cavaliers, who immediately give it right back.
You know, but credit Peyton Krager on that interception. He took the three-point, went all the way across the court to pick that off. Great hustle play by Krager.
His recovery ended up getting him the ball back, and the Trojans have the ball back with a 5-1 lead. Pass is almost intercepted there by Roper. However, the Trojans get it back. They'll fire a three up. But it's good. Justin Tanner gets bottom of the net. And with that, Coach Cooper says, let's take a timeout. 4:16 to go in the first quarter. Auburn 8, Carlinville 1. Back after these messages on WSMI. Dan Newkirk was just talking as we were off the air about the Carlinville Cavaliers trying to get into the flow, get into the rhythm of this game.
Well, I talked to Coach Cooper before the game, and he, you know, because of great things happening in football, they did have a late start to the season and did allude to the fact that they're, you know, looking for an identity, trying to find it, and it shows. They're really struggling to try to find that flow in a game, and, you know, just they're in early season practice.
Our coach used to use the word mesh. The
yeah.
Players have to have time to mesh together as a unit, and that's what they're finding, trying to do now. And, of course, they did mesh together very well in football all the way through the semifinals of the state finals. An outstanding run for the Cavaliers, outstanding group of young men, and now they're trying to convert over to basketball. They'll try the drive, and Roper has the ball stolen away. It's deflected. Turnover number 4 on the Cavies. 2 turnovers against Auburn. We're halfway through quarter number 1. 3:33 showing on the clock. Another 3 going up. It's a little bit long. It's a little bit strong. Now following, getting the rebound and putting it back up is Justin Tanner. So Tanner, who got a nice pass from Tripp, who got the rebound, goes right back. The Euro step is legal. The Euro Asian step is not. And that is turnover number 5 on the Cavaliers. And I tell you, this is what bothers me is a lot of these youngsters, they watch the college and especially the NBA, and they try to emulate some of those plays, and the IHSA officials just aren't going to let you get away with that much.
No, that was a long way to go without putting the ball on the floor. Yeah.
And he forgot to say, Mother, may I? That's a key. Into the corner it goes for Braden Smith. Smith's going to dish it off to Conway. Conway's out between the circles now, so he'll give it up to Peyton Krager. Krager's going to go, oh, nice shake and bake move. He goes to the hole, and it's good. Yes.
Very impressive move to the basket there by Krager. The crossover dribble right down the middle of the lane and the finger roll. Just very impressive athleticism.
Broke an ankle on that one, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what, that was a nice move indeed. Now back the other way comes Will Walton. He'll go inside. Shot from about 10 feet. Will not go. Coming up with the rebound is Connor Tripp, the 6'4 sophomore for the Trojans of Auburn, who lead here 12-1 in the early going. They're working a little dribble drive offense. Down inside goes Braden Smith. He'll kick it back up top to Reese Conway. Conway has his shot blocked as that, I believe that was Finn Bowman just into the ball game. Bowman will pick up his first foul on the Cavies. That will be team foul number two. To the free throw line goes Reese Conway to shoot two. He eyes the first one, tries the first one, can't buy the first one as it kicks off back iron, comes back strong. He'll get another one. 2:21 to go in the quarter. 12-1 is the Auburn lead. He'll eye the second one. He'll try the second one. He will not buy the second one as it bounced off, and Bowman comes away with the rebound. So the score remains 12-1 in favor of Auburn. Coming down on the dribble is Aiden Noggle, just into the ball game. He'll kick it over on the wing to Walton. Walton gives it back to Easterday. He'll drive in and then kick out. Shot comes up a little bit long and a little bit strong for Walton. Auburn comes away with the rebound as we hit the two-minute mark of the first quarter. 12-1, Auburn with the lead, Auburn with the ball. They'll drive and then kick out for the three. A little long, a little strong by Krager. They get the ball back as the rebound comes out to Braden Smith. He'll dish it back up top to Krager, and they'll reset the offense. Giving off to Connor Tripp at the free throw line. He'll go over on the left wing. Baseline drive is up, and it's good by Peyton Krager. Krager's made a nice move down the middle of the lane. Now over there on the left side, give him six. Give Auburn a 14-1 lead. Baseline, Cavaliers going to try to go the opposite way. Try the bounce pass across the baseline, and Easterday wasn't ready, and it goes right through his hands and out of bounds for turnover number six.
Tell you what, Coach, Peyton Krager is not an imposing-looking individual in size-wise, but when he is tough, tough, tough on that dribble penetration.
He's got the heart of a lion. He's not afraid to take that ball inside. As you said, he's listed at 5'11 as a junior, and they may be he may have had the thick-soled shoes on when they measured that, but nonetheless, he's gone inside three times and gotten 6 points today. Over on the wing, it goes to Braden Smith. Now back up top, it's Krager for three. Will not go. Off on the rebound comes Will Walton. Walton kind of skidded a little bit there as his feet were about to come out from under him. He regains his balance, brings the ball on down the floor. Finn Bowman between the circles. Bowman over on the wing to Roper. Roper's going to pull it out with 40 seconds to go and reset the offense. It goes over to Easterday on the right wing. He'll go down the lane, up and over the edge of the rim. Easterday with his first bucket of the day to go along with one free throw. He has three, all 3 points for the Cavaliers. It's 14-3. Auburn with the ball and the lead. 25 seconds to go. Oh, backdoor cut was wide open there. You talk about a well-executed play, and the recipient was Justin Tanner, making it 16-3. Easterday going to go down the lane again, this time off the glass too hard, too long, too strong. Coming up with the rebound is Connor Tripp. 10 seconds to go as Auburn takes their time coming down the floor. Krager takes it between the circles. Now he's going to try to drive. Lost control, regained control. Shots up and no good. And at the end of one quarter, our scoreboard reads Auburn 16, Carlinville 3. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. You're listening to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer here on WSMI. We're from Carlinville High School. Tell you what, the fine folks here at Carlinville, they know how to pull out the hospitality rug, don't they?
They sure do. It's just a great event, and it's going to be something that traditionally really brings. And they were talking about some of the teams are looking to bring in next year already. They already have signed up Rochester's girls team and a couple other. Looking for some feature matchups. I heard someone talking about trying to get a Springfield school, possibly Edwardsville type matchup together, and really grow this thing. So this is an event that could really turn into quite an event.
Riley Roper getting a little physical on defense, perhaps too physical, as he gets the foul called on him. And then Connor Tripp on the inbounds play takes the ball and puts it up off the rim. It bounces once, drops down through. Tripp with his first two, and it's 18-3. And as you said, Pat Drew, the outstanding principal here at Carlinville High School, and of course Darren Deneve doing so much, not only as a coach but as an athletic director as well here at CHS. And it's just, you can't find a much better place to put on a shootout than this venue, in my opinion. Now the Cavaliers get the ball trailing by 15. They're going to try to work the ball inside to Walton. Walton's triple team, so he'll kick it out to Bowman. Bowman stops and pops from the right elbow. It won't go, and Justin Tanner comes up with the rebound. So the Trojans, leading 18-3, are going to come down and fire a three. A little bit short on that one, as Justin Tanner didn't quite have the range, but he did have the presence of mind to go get his own rebound. So the Trojans will reset the offense, kick it over on the wing to Braden Smith. Smith on the dribble between the circles will dish it back up to Crager. Crager down to, wants to go down the lane, but it's closed off, so he'll kick it back out top. He'll go around the perimeter. Back up top it goes to Hunter Niebold, a 5'9 sophomore, into the ball game. Niebold gets the ball over to Smith. Braden looks for cutters going through. Nothing's open, so he'll kick it over on the wing and give it to Justin Tanner. Tanner, being guarded by Easterday outside the three-point line, takes it over to the left elbow. Now he'll dish it off to Braden Smith, who drives into traffic. As he gets into traffic, going to be a reach-in foul called against the Cavaliers. This is going to go against Aiden Noggle. It'll be Aiden's first. It'll be the Cavaliers' fourth. And so Auburn, with 6:24 to go here in the half, leading 18-3, they'll inbound under their own basket. Crager will be the trigger. He'll get it inbounds. They'll swing it back out top and then bring it back to him in the corner. He has nothing going there, so he'll go back up top to Braden Smith. Smith wanted to drive. Instead, he'll give the ball back to Crager for three. Rattles around, won't go down. Fighting for the rebound. They're going to say it was last touched by Rosentrader. A bit of a look of disbelief, but non-committal, as he just says, okay, let's get ready to play some defense. 6:09, inbounds pass comes in, and Rosentrader gets a piece of it. Tie up there, nope. They're going to let him fight it out, and as a result, Connor Tripp comes away with the ball. They tried that little lob pass to the low post guy. Almost got a turnover, but instead they'll take the ball back up top. And as they drive down the floor, down the lane, it'll be Braden Smith drawing the foul on Finn Bowman. Bowman's going to pick up his second foul. That on the Cavaliers will be five team fouls. So with 5:56 to go, Auburn will inbound. They'll get it out to Cameron Boyer up top. He'll dish it off to Braden Smith, who'll swing it back up top to Crager. Crager goes to a high post, Connor Tripp. Back to Crager it goes. Crager is being smothered out there by Rosentrader. He picks up his dribble, passes off, gets the pass back, shoots a three, comes up short. Easterday comes away with the rebound, and the Cavies will head the other way. Aiden Noggle, between the circles, gives it off to Easterday. Easterday wants to go inside to Rosentrader. Rosentrader spins, but kicks it back out to Easterday for three. Bottom of that. As Jarrett Easterday comes up with the first tray for the Cavies today, each team with 1 3-pointer makes it 18-6, Cavies within 12. Auburn comes down, sets up a 1-4 offense. Back up top, it'll go to Crager. He'll swing over to the right side. And Coach Seth McCoy says, I think I'd like a timeout. As he takes a timeout on the floor, 5:04 to go to halftime, 18-6, Auburn has the lead. Auburn will have the ball when we come back on WSMI. Gary Boker alongside Dan Newkirk. Well, the Cavaliers, Dan, had 3 points in the first quarter. They've had 3 points here in the second quarter. Jarrett Easterday has all 6 points. Cavies need to get the offense rolling.
Really having a difficult time getting the ball inside. And with 6'7", Logan Rosentrader in there, Auburn's very athletic inside, but not, they don't quite match that size. So I would think they'd have some success trying to get into Logan.
He wants to get him backed up. Now they're going to call a blocking foul on the Trojans on the inbound pass. And that foul is going to go against 34, Boyer. That will be his third. Not a good timeout when you come up with a foul on the inbound play. Boyer's going to have to sit down with three, I would think. Now the Cavies will fire a three from out at the head of the key. That one is no good for Michael Byatts. Back the other way going quickly. foul going to be called against Auburn. As a little forearm shiver there, got caught. So usually if you do that a little discreetly, you get away with it. But if you fire it out there too hard, you get caught. And that's what happened to Peyton Krager there. So the Cavvies will get the ball back. That'll be turnover number four on Auburn. Go the other way. Shots up and no good as Aiden Noggle, he forced the issue trying to get down the left side of the baseline, but could not get the shot to drop as it was blocked, and Auburn will come back the other way. 4:30 till halftime, 18-6, Auburn with the lead, Auburn with the ball. Krager on a drive, going to be a blocking foul as the officials are saying, guys, we're going to have to get things straightened out here. Play nice, as that foul, I believe, is going to go against Easterday, and if so, that'll be his two. His second, two on Easterday, two on Bowman. That is the sixth team foul against the Cavaliers. So they'll inbound will the Trojans, and from here on out in the first half, they'll be in the bonus. Well, I said they'd inbound. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Good defense by the Cavaliers, but they're finally able to get it in to Reese Conway. Conway comes back on the dribble between the circles. He gives the ball off to Krager, who just about lost it, regained, and then gave it off to Braden Smith. Smith back over to Conway. Conway goes inside to the post, as it's Connor Tripp. Tripp then gives it off to Krager. Krager drives around the screen. He tries to shoot. It comes up short. Saves it from going out of bounds, and they're going to say it was last touch by the Cavalier. Michael Bias kind of said, did I really touch that?
Was that really me? And I think it might have gone off his, maybe off his knee was what the referee saw, but he had a better view than we had from up here, though.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Of course, you know me. I never argue with the officials.
No.
So the Trojans will inbound as we go into the second half of the second quarter. 3:55 and counting, 18-6, Auburn with the lead, Auburn with the ball. On the drive is Conway. He'll stop and pop from 14. Comes up short. They'll fight for the rebound. Coming away with it is Michael Byatts. Lead pass to Easterday. Thought about a three. Had no support under the basket, so he'll slow it down. Let the offense set up. Off to Andrew Deneve. Deneve with the ball. Back out top. It goes to the three-point line. They'll swing it around the perimeter. Give it over on the far wing there to Colin Gibble back into the game. Now back up top, it goes to Byatts over on the right side. He'll go into Rosentreter, into traffic, shots up, rattles around, but will not go down, and then Rosentreter going to get caught for the reach-in. On Logan, that'll be his first. On the Cavaliers, that'll be the seventh. So they'll walk the wrong way to the other end of the floor, as Buddy Blattner would say. And it will be Connor Tripp to the free throw line to shoot the one and one. Takes a few dribbles, eyes it, tries it, buys it. Nice, concise free throw for him there, wasn't it?
Good stroke. I tell you what, these kids from Auburn, technically from really, they shoot well, play good sound basketball, box out, very well coached.
Second free throw comes up a little long, a little strong. We probably shouldn't have bragged on him quite so much. Cavaliers come away with a rebound. Rosentreter gets it down the sideline. Now it'll go down in the corner to Will Walton. They'll swing it back around the perimeter. It's Easterday over at the free throw line extended on the left side. He'll pass it to the other side. He'll run the diagonal cut as the ball poked away. Now it is the Cavaliers who maintain possession as Byatt had the ball. And as Michael was trying to throw the ball inside, going to be a foul called, and this is going to go against Reese Conway. Conway is going to pick up his first, and that'll be the fifth team foul on the Trojans. Cavies will inbound, wide open Gibble. His baseline jumper will not go, fighting for the rebound. It's Justin Tanner who comes up with it. Tanner with the ball, gives it off up top to Krager. Krager swings it over on the wing to Reese Conway. The 6'3 junior takes it down into the corner. It'll come back up top to Krager. Peyton Krager, a 5'11 junior. He's the quarterback of the team. He'll send it back up top as it goes to Braden Smith. Smith now to Krager, who pulls up his dribble. Dishes inside to Connor Tripp. Tripp on the post is going to give it off on the wing and then set a screen, roll to the basket. Nothing there. They'll dish it back up to Justin Tanner. Tanner going to look inside. They'll go to Tripp. Connor Tripp off the glass, a little long, a little strong, coming up with a rebound. Will Walton, good positioning there by Walton. Not only does he get the rebound, but he draws the foul.
Connor Tripp, really a good-looking sophomore. At 6'4 in the program, really has a great set of hands, good presence inside, and has had a lot of opportunities in there.
Reese Conway will pick up the personal. It'll be his second, team six. So the Cavaliers are inbound the rest of the way here in the first half. Both teams will be in the bonus. Easterday thought about going left, thought about going right. A little bit of a shuffle results in turnover number seven. The Cavaliers had a rash of turnovers early. That's the first one in quite a while for CHS.
Yeah, they really cleaned things up from that turnover perspective, but still just not finding ways to get the ball in the basket.
Easterday comes out with some aggressive defense, does not allow his man, Newbold, to get the ball. Good hustling defense here by the Cavaliers. Now over in the corner it goes to Krager. He'll drive the baseline. It's going to be shut off over there by Colin Gibble. Back up top it goes, and they'll swing it back to the baseline. Now they'll reverse to the far side. Newbold is heading out to the corner. He's not open, so they'll reverse the ball again. I like this ball movement by the Trojans, but I also like the aggressive defense of the Cavaliers. Now it is number 13. That's Hayden Smith, a new kid on the block. He was just added to the roster this week. Gave him a jersey, just gave him the ball. He'll give the ball back and swing it over on the wing to Hunter Newbold. Down to a minute 19 and counting. 19-6 is the Auburn lead. Trojans with the ball. They'll go to the high post. Now baseline cutter. Oh, a little bit late. Couldn't quite find him. Still, they'll go to Krager. Krager shot off the glass. No good. Fighting for the rebound. It's a Rosentreter coming down with the ball. Thought about going coast to coast and then decided dribbling is not my strong suit. He'll give the ball up. Shots up, and it's good. As that time, it was Briley Roper getting his first bucket of the day. Nice pull-up jump shot for Roper. Makes it 19-8. Cavaliers within 11. We're down to 45 seconds. 33, going to take the shot. That's Justin Tanner. Tanner's shot will not go. Cavies come back with the ball, seeing if they can get into double figures before this second quarter is over. Over on the top, it is Roper who will go down in the wing to Walton. Walton back up top to Roper. He's trying to direct traffic, trying to get that low post in there on the block. To Rosentreter, who's up high. Now he'll go over on the wing to Gibble. Gibble with a couple dribbles. They're working the ball around. With the ball is Briley Roper. They'll go over to the wing. Now Rosentreter on the block. He'll spin. He'll go up. He'll go off the glass. Comes up a little short. And then he's going to be caught on the reach over for the rebound. So many times it happens when a shot is missed. They're so aggressive trying to get after that rebound and right the wrong. They'll pick up the foul and we'll walk to the other end with the Trojans and shoot the 1-1.
Both teams playing quite a few players. Auburn seeming to just gel a little bit better with that new transition and coming in. As Carlinville's bringing guys in, it doesn't seem to do anything for their messages.
Well, it makes a difference when you're coming off a Friday night game and playing a Saturday night game. But these guys, you know, their day was kind of discombobulated as they had to get ready and come over here for a 3:30 game.
Interestingly enough, they did play the JV game. The entire series was based around this game, the Carlinville versus Auburn boys and girls game. So they didn't. Not wanting the JV boys to lose a game, they played that down in the other gym today. So I thought that was great to let the young guys play too.
Well, it's important that the JV teams get their number of games in so they can get that experience. And a lot of times when you go to a shootout, you lose that JV game. And, of course, Carlinville with the two gyms here, they're able to oblige and get the JV games in. Cavie's looking for the final shot of the first half. Stop and pop from the inside the line, a rebound to put up. Nope, they're not going to count it. As Colin Gibble, looked like he'd followed his shot and made it in time, but the referees wave it off. So we've come to halftime, and after two quarters of play, it is Auburn 21, Carlinville 8. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages and a little bit of Talk C on WSMI.
Absolutely.
As coming up with the first shot of the third quarter is Aiden Noggle. They gave him three, and so that's a big tray for CHS, bringing it back to 21-11, but coming right back the other way as Connor Tripp puts in his seventh point of the game, makes it 23-11. Auburn back to the 12-point lead, their double-digit lead, as the Cavaliers are going to take it down the baseline, kick it off to Easterday, pulls up for the short jumper, will not go. Fighting for the rebound is Walton, and arm reaching in there, going to be a foul, and is that going to go against 33? It looked like Tanner going to pick that one up. 34. No, cannot be. Yep, it is. And that is number four on Cameron Boyer. One thing he didn't want, so he's going to be out of the game for a while as the Cavaliers win, down trailing by 12. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Up top it goes to Byatts, and Byatts turns it over. Turnover number five on CHS. Or turnover number eight, I'm sorry, on CHS. Auburn will get the ball back 1 minute into the third quarter. 23-11, 12-point lead for the Trojans who have the ball. They'll swing it over on the wing to Conway. Conway goes down in the corner, and they'll reverse it back up top. Braden Smith has the ball, gives it off to Conway. Conway now dishes it to Justin Tanner. They'll do a little dribble drive offense around the top. Inside it'll go back to Tanner. He'll go off the glass, comes up short, fights for the rebound, loose ball. Easterday comes away with it. Looking for a lead pass, gets the ball off to Aiden Noggle. He fires to the basket. He'll go to the floor now. He'll go to the free throw line. Is a foul going to be called against the Trojans? This one will go against Braden Smith. It'll be his first, team second. Noggle to the free throw line to shoot two. Up, but it's good. He'll get another. He has four in the quarter, four for the game. Second one's up. Second one's good. 5 points for Aiden Noggle. 23-13. Cavaliers back to within 10. Krager drives, pops in the elbow. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. It's going to be Roper who comes away with it. He'll go the other way, dishes it off, and shots up and good by Byatt. Byatt got a nice diagonal pass, and he was able to get the ball off the glass and into the hole for Michael. Averaging about 16 points a game, that's his first 2 points of the night. Draws the Cavies back to within eight as the Trojans will work a little dribble weave again down at the other end. Reese Conway with the ball, kicks it up top to Braden Smith. Smith has it stolen away. That's turnover number five. Back the other way. Oh, they're going to call a charge foul on Roper. He thought he was heading to the basket clean. They said, nope, you infringed on the defense position. Agree, disagree?
I agree. I think Smith had his feet set. He was there. I think he did a nice job of picking up the foul.
Gets the call. Now the Cavaliers coming back, trying once again. We're going to have a foul the other way as Krager had that ball stolen away. And as he tried to get it back, he's going to reach in. Good defense there by Briley Roper. Roper getting very active on both ends of the floor here in the third quarter. Lead lob pass inside. Goes off to Walton. His shot goes around and finally goes down.
Any issues that the Cavaliers are having gelling on the offensive side of the floor, you definitely don't see those on the defensive side. They've kept themselves in this game, kept it fairly close, and it's their defense that's really kind of pulling them back into this game.
They need to create some turnovers, make some stops. They've done that, gotten back to within 6 points, 23-17. Cavies, as we said, 0-4, they're looking for that first win of the season. They'd like to get it here on the home court this afternoon. A little bit more work to do as it'll be a spin move up and off the glass. Nice move there by Justin Tanner as he picks up his 12th point of the day. Puts that one off the glass on the left side. Now back the other way, the Cavaliers coming down. Roper's going to dish it off to Walton. Walton back to Roper. Roper swings around to Byatt. Byatt to Easterday over on the right side. Back up top, it'll come to Walton. Good ball reversal by the Cavaliers as Noggle now has it. He gives the ball off to Byatt, who almost held the ball on his hip. Got away with it. They'll continue the motion. Now that a little dribble drive going in and up is Will Walton. So Walton, who was shut out in the first half, comes up with 4 points here in the third quarter, draws the Cavaliers back to within six once again. 25-19, 4:30 to go, third quarter. Trojans with the lead, Trojans with the ball. Picking up his dribble out there is Braden Smith. Smith now gives the ball off, and down they'll go down the middle of the lane. On the drive was Connor Tripp, and he'll now go to the free throw line as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to go against Will Walton, and that will be his first.
Dare I say, Gary, that we might be kind of witnessing a team in a little bit of a growing up stage here. I'm not sure what Coach Cooper talked about at halftime, but this is not the Cavalier team that we saw in the first half. A little more giddy up in their step, definitely a little bit more cohesiveness on the offensive side. And maybe this is something as the season goes on, they can look at this Terry Tote shootout as a time where they turn the page on their season.
Well, let's say that they were all ears at halftime and they have gotten a message from Coach Cooper playing a much better third quarter here. Now down the other way, Easterday is going to kick it off on the wing to Gibble. Gibble shot just inside the three-point line. They'll give Collin two, but that makes it 27-21 as we hit the halfway mark of quarter number three. Cavaliers, who trailed 21-8 by 13 at halftime, have gotten back within six here in the first 4 minutes. Now it's Conway with the dribble. He'll give it off to Krager. Krager got a one extra step in there, and the ball is last touched. It went out of bounds, deflected. They're going to say the Trojans touched it last, so the Cavaliers going to create another turnover. That'll be seven turnovers on Auburn. Cavaliers have eight, but the Cavaliers have the ball and a chance to cut into this six-point deficit. With the ball is Briley Roper. He'll swing it over on the wing to Will Walton. Walton, a 6'3 senior. Back in the far corner, it goes to Roper. He'll stop and pop from 10. It's good. Briley Roper, with his second bucket of the day, makes it a four-point game. Now they're going to call a foul. And this one is going to go against Gibble. He was trying to get that steal. Instead, he'll pick up his first foul. It's going to happen again, as it's going to be Roper picking up his third. Well, you were talking about the Cavaliers have picked it up defensively, but perhaps they picked it up a little bit too aggressively. As Finn Bowman, the 6'2 senior, is going to come in, he'll replace Briley Roper, the 6'2 junior, as Roper's picked up his third foul. Trojans will inbound at the 3:30 mark of the third quarter. The Cavaliers have battled back to within four, 27-23. Auburn with the lead, Auburn with the ball. Krager on the dribble drive, left side, has it swatted out of the air by Easterday. Easterday tries to bat it back off of Trojan legs, but it goes out of bounds. It'll remain Auburn ball. They'll inbound in front of the stage, free throw line extended over on the left side. Trigger man will be Braden Smith. Smith gets his in to Krager. Krager's going to try to dribble to the right elbow. Now he'll pull it out, give it off on the wing to Reese Conway. Conway will go back up top to Braden Smith. Smith on the dribble drive, dishes off to Conway. Conway almost had the ball stolen by Finn Bowman. Instead, they'll get the ball inside, and it's going to be Easterday on a reach-in foul. And for Jarrett, he's going to pick up personal foul number three.
Right, pretty still with a lot of time left in this game. Carlinville is starting to accumulate quite a bit of personal fouls here. Some key players getting a little bit of foul trouble.
Inbound pass comes to Tripp, and a nice, looked like a trampoline move. He simply grabbed that ball and bounded right up in the air, twisted, turned, got himself squared, picked up his sixth point of the quarter, 11th point of the game. The lead is back to 6, 29-23. Auburn with the lead, Carlinville with the ball, but they about lost it. They're going to say it went out of bounds, and it was going to be last touched by Conway. Deneve going to come back into the ball game for CHS as Michael Byatts will get a break. And let's see, Gibble's in there as well. Bowman comes back into the game and joins Will Walton. Roper's the fifth Cavalier in the lineup now. As he'll inbound the ball and give it off to Gibble. He'll go up top, dishing it off to Walton. Walton's going to swing it around to Bowman over on the right side. He'll run a little give and go there with Deneve. Deneve on a dribble, going to pass across the lane. Reach around, going to be a foul called against Reese Conway. And if that's on Reese, I believe that'll be his third.
Boy, both teams aggressive in their defense, but a lot of reaching, a lot of slapping, almost bordering on getting a little sloppy here.
Had a coach who used to say, flick, don't reach, flick. Get that hand in there and out of there so quickly the referee can't see it. He says then you have a chance to deflect that ball and not get called for a foul every time. Trying on the drive there was Roper. He was shut off on a baseline, so he'll bring it back up top to Deneve. Andrew, the 5'10 senior, gives the ball off to Bowman, back over to Walton. He'll fire a three, will not go. Once again, the leaper, Connor Tripp, goes high in the sky to get that one. Back the other way, Krager going down the lane, going to be a blocking foul called against the Cavaliers. I believe this one's going to go against Roper, and if it does, that's going to be his fourth.
You know, Gary, Connor Tripp is just a sophomore at 6'4", and boy, what an athletic kid. He's going to be a presence in the Sangamo here for the next couple of years.
Looks like he's got springs in his shoes.
Oh, he sure does. Boy, he can jump.
He got hops, as they say. So the Cavaliers draw the foul. Trojans get the ball, and just as we say on cue, Connor Tripp comes up with a inbounds pass. He was right above the rim, went right on in with it for his eighth point of the quarter, his 13th point of the game. The lead is now swollen back up to eight for the Trojans. And the Cavaliers' Deneve has the ball on the left side. They'll reverse it back around and give it off to Gibble. Gibble going to Bowman. Bowman lost control going to the lane, and there's that man Tripp coming up with the rebound once again. Whoa, I think Krager may have got away with the double dribble there. In any event, he'll get the ball inside to Tanner. Tanner traveled before he got the shot up, and that looked like one of those moves that nine times out of ten you get away with it.
Right. And again, kind of a not a great basketball eye. I didn't see the travel on that one, but
in the Big Ten, he'll get away with that.
Right. With the Euro in the day of the Euro step, I don't see that being just a drop step layup being traveling.
Huh. But in any event, that's turnover number eight for the Trojans. Gives the Cavaliers a chance to cut into this 8-point deficit. Coach Cooper says, I don't like the double team he's got right there, so he'll call a quick 30-second timeout. 1:06 to go here in the third quarter. 31-28, Auburn with the lead. We'll be back after this one message on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Cavaliers will have the ball, and that was a good timeout for Coach Cooper because he knew there was a good possibility they were going to lose the ball right there in that double team.
Yeah, and they're at a point where they can't make any, you know, lose the ball unnecessarily at all. So great timeout by Coach Cooper.
Noggle with the ball, and the foul going to be called on Braden Smith. Smith's going to pick up his second on the Trojans. That'll be 2, 4, 5 team fouls, according to my book, and that's, of course, very unofficial. So the Cavies will inbound. They'll get the ball in to Noggle. He'll go up between the circles. We're in the final minute of the third quarter. 31-23. Trojans with the lead. Cavies with the ball. CHS looking to see if they can get three. Nope, will not go. Rosentreter, however, comes up with a big rebound. He's caught in the lane. Dishes out. He's got to get out of the lane. He does quickly. Then he gets the ball back at the free throw line. Kicks it off to Deneve. His shot's a little long, a little strong. Coming away with a rebound is Connor Tripp. Rosentreter slow getting up, but not so for Deneve as he comes up with a steal. Good job getting back down there. Shots up, no good on the rebound. It's Deneve who's going to draw the foul. This one's going to go against Krager, I believe, and it'll be the third team foul against Peyton Krager. I guarantee you, Auburn Trojans will not be the same team if Krager gets in further foul trouble. With 25 seconds to go here in the third quarter, they're going to put Hayden Smith into the game for Krager so that he doesn't pick up that fourth foul here in the third quarter. Krager has three, Conway has three, and Boyer has four. And it goes to Deneve. Deneve's going to be fouled by Connor Tripp as Andrew, nothing really fancy about it. He just got the ball and said, I'm going to go straight to the hole and see what happens. Well, what happens is he draws the foul, and now Andrew Deneve, the 5'10 senior, to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one's up, and the first one's good. He'll get another one. He eyes it. He tries it. He can't buy it as this one comes up a little bit sharp. Bowman reached in for the trying to get the ball, and he realized he didn't want the foul, so he pulled that hand out quickly. Got out of the cookie jar before he got caught. So the Trojans in the final 10 seconds, nursing a 7-point lead, will swing the ball around to the perimeter, looking inside. I'm not sure they're even going to get a shot off. Yeah, they will, as it's the youngster, Hayden Smith, from the head of the key. His shot won't go. We've completed three quarters here at Carlinville High School. And after three, it is Auburn 31, Carlinville 24. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. We move to the fourth quarter. As the Cavaliers scored 8 points in the first half, they came up with 16 points here in the fourth quarter, or in the third quarter, excuse me, and they now have drawn to within eight as the Trojans will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Cavaliers 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Trailing by 13, they've drawn that back to within 7. Need a stop here to start the fourth quarter. Lead lob, Easterday is going to get called for the reach over. And Jarrett is going to pick up his fourth foul.
Yeah, really, I'm not sure at that point. You don't let them just take the ball and then defend them, but instead he tried to go through the body being aggressive. And that's a tough fourth foul for Easterday.
To the free throw line goes Justin Tanner. His free throw is no good. Will Walton comes up with a rebound. The Cavies come back quickly. Easterday says, I'll get you two, as he drives to the baseline over on the right side. And Easterday comes up with his 8th point of the game, makes it 31-26. Cavaliers slowly working their way back into this game. Nice pump fake there. Shots up by Newbold. It won't go. Coming up with a rebound is Aiden Noggle. Cavaliers within 5, a possibility of getting within 3 or maybe even 2. Easterday over on the left side swings it back up top to Byatts. buys to Noggle. Down to the corner it goes to Gibble. Back up top for three. Will not go. Fighting for the rebound. The Trojans come away with it as Peyton Krager comes away. He goes coast to coast and gets the shot to drop. That is his first points since the first quarter. Give him eight. Give the Trojans a seven-point lead once again. Byatt with the ball, kicks it up top to Walton. Will thought about dribble drive, but instead he's cut off, so he'll kick the ball up top. It'll go to Noggle. Noggle will swing it over on the wing to Easterday. Easterday brings it back up top to Gibble. Gibble between the circles, takes it over to the left side to Byatt. Byatt's going to try to drive, spins to the hole. Yes! And for Michael Byatt, his second bucket of the game. As we said, he'd been averaging in double figures this year, but today it's been an off day. However, maybe he's catching fire at the right time. His fourth point makes it 33-28. Cavies within five. The Trojans trying to go back inside. Foul going to be called. This one's going to go against the Cavaliers. Will Walton, who will pick up his second. In the bonus are the Trojans. To the free throw line goes Justin Tanner. Perhaps the right guy to put there, as he is 1-for-3 from the charity stripe today. He eyes the first one. He'll try the first one. He'll buy the first one. Give him 13 points on the afternoon. He'll get ready to shoot his second one. Bowman will come into the lineup, and Easterday will have a seat. Easterday with those four fouls.
Well, I was curious if Coach Cooper was just going to try to ride it out with Easterday and take the chance on him not fouling out, so...
Well, I think right now he wanted to give him a rest, probably a few words of wisdom. And, of course, Finn Bowman, he can get the job done in there as well. Finn will go down and post up low. Go ahead.
Just down by seven. Carlinville definitely not out of this game by any stretch of the imagination.
Pop a three, and they're really going to be in it. We shall see. Just inside the three-point line, Byatt's shot comes up a little bit short. Krager comes away with the ball. Try to bump and draw a foul. Instead, he'll go to the hole. Continuation play. Nope, his shot won't go anyway. But Krager will go to the free throw line as the foul's going to go against Aiden Noggle. For Noggle, that'll be his second. For the Cavaliers, 2, 4, 6, 8. Is that the ninth team foul? Wow. Krager, the 1-1. He'll make the first and get the second. Gives him 3 in the quarter, 9 in the game, looking for double figures. He would be the third Trojan in double figures if he makes it. He does it. It rattles around. Bowman comes away with the rebound. 36-28, Cavies within 8. Over in the corner, it goes to Walton. Walton will swing it back up top on the dribble. Now he'll pick up the dribble and dish it off to Byatt. Byatt's back to Walton. Now up top, it'll go to Noggle. Noggle holds the ball between the circles, gives it off to Walton. Will, the 6'3 senior, takes a couple dribbles and dishes it off to Michael Byatt. Byatt gives it back to Walton. Walton's going to try the baseline. He's going to be shut off. No, he's not going to be denied. What an outstanding play there. Will Walton looked like he was going to be shut off, so he simply went under the backboard for the reverse layup. Give him 6.
Will Walton, very gifted receiver in football. That kind of looked like that. He kind of went into traffic, went up high, made the play.
That was a 2, I believe. Yes, as Justin Tanner was just inside the three-point line. And it's 38-30. Trojans with the lead. Cavies with the ball. Ooh, a little between the leg dribble there. I'm not sure that was a good place to do it. But the Cavies survive and maintain possession. With the ball up top is Gibble. He'll go over on the wing, cutting through his Noggle. He's not open. So Byatt is going to hang on to it and reverse the ball back around to the other side. Inside Walton will go. He'll lose the ball. But there is Bowman to get the ball back. And as he does, he's going to be fouled on the play. And this one will go against Connor Tripp. Tripp will pick up his second. It'll be the 8th team foul, and that'll send Finn Bowman to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Bowman looking for his first points of the game. Cavies trailing by 8, could sure use 2 right here. Bowman spins that ball, eyes it, tries it, and buys it. Finn, a 6'2 senior. I remember in his younger days coming off the bench, and he was really a spark plug for the Cavaliers. Now he's a senior. Now he got the second free throw. Shooter's touch. That one kicked, hit the front iron, hit the back iron, hit the backboard, came back on the front iron, thought it was going to roll out. At the last time, It decided I've lost my energy. I'll drop on through.
You know, I noticed that these rims seem to be a little loose over here in Carlisle. Anyway, shooters got to love it. They got to love shooting over here on these cavy irons.
Well, a good bounce for Bowman gives him his first 2 points of the game, draws the cavies back to within six as we're halfway through quarter number four. 4 minutes showing on that clock. Cavies need a stop and a pop. They'll set their defense up. Krager's out tump. Along with him is Braden Smith. They're playing catch, and now they'll take a timeout. As they take a timeout, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, Trojans come out, and they throw the ball around and around and around some more. Now they're fighting for us. It's on the floor, and the Trojans come up with a loose ball as Peyton Krager gets the ball, but the effort there by Justin Tanner was what allowed the Trojans to maintain possession. They lead by six as Krager goes into the lane. It goes off the glass, no good. Coming up with the rebound is Briley Roper. Roper, the 6'2 junior, brings the ball down the floor quickly, gets it off to Noggle in the corner. Back up top it goes, and over on the wing on the right side to Byatts. Byatts back out top, goes to Noggle. Noggle will back it out on the dribble, swing it over to the left side, and Roper. Roper back up to Will Walton over on the right elbow. Now they'll move it up top to Easterday. Easterday kicks it down low to a cutting Will Walton. He can't get the shot off, so he'll swing it back around, and the Cavaliers will reset. They're working some screens and moving well without the ball. Easterday then stops and pops. That was halfway down. How did that come out, Dan?
I don't know. It rattled around halfway into the rim and came out. Boy, Jared's got to be really disappointed. He didn't get the hometown rule on that one.
Well, the bad part about it is they had worked the ball so well, showing good patience, and then were able to get a good shot. And it was, like you said, it was down and then popped back out. The deficit still remains six. Oh, a nice bounce pass. Thought he was going to do a reverse layup. Instead, he'll kick it out to Krager for three. It won't go. Easterday comes up with a rebound. He thought about a touchdown pass. Now he'll fire one about three-quarters court. He finds Roper down in the corner. They'll go back up top. Over to Easterday. Now they'll swing it on the far side to Walton. Walton's going to drive the lane. Oh, he lost control of that one. That was an ill-advised drive into traffic. Oh, nice pass by Krager as he fed the big man, Justin Tanner. Tanner picks up his sixth point of the quarter, 18th point of the game. 100 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Back to an 8-point lead for the Trojans. Coming down quickly, it's Roper looking for a three. It rolls in and pops back out. Tell you what, the Cavaliers have been snake-bitten on the last couple of shots here. Neither one could go, and that 5 points could have gotten them within three. Instead, they still trail by eight. 1-2-3 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Krager with a dribble. Okay, and now that's going to be called a jump ball, but in your wrestling circles, wouldn't you give that guy 2 points for a takedown?
Two takedown. I've been waiting to say it all night. Two takedown on that play.
But the Cavaliers will get the turnover because the arrow favors them. 10 turnovers on the Trojans. Cavies get the ball back, but time is of the essence. We're down to 1:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Cavies need some points, and they need them in bunches. Noggle comes down, going to kick the ball off. This will help as the shot. No, it won't help as it's going to be a moving screen called on Walton. It'll be an offensive foul, so there'll be no free throws, but the worst part about it is it's a turnover on the Cavies. They're 11th of the game. With the ball is Reese Conway. He'll come down on the dribble, goes into the lane, and swings back out. Down to the final minute we go as Conway works a little dribble there, trying to get the ball with Walton. It wouldn't go. Back the other way. Big guy's wide open. Nice pass. And Connor Tripp comes up with his 15th point of the game. So between Tripp and Tanner, the two big guys inside, they have caused trouble for the Cavies all night. Back the other way, 3 points are up. Briley Roper gets bottom of the net. He shines with a three, 43 seconds to go. Cavies trail by seven. Timeout on the floor. Back after these messages on WSMI. Well, the Cavaliers have put on a surge here in the second half and especially here in the fourth quarter, but trailing by seven going into the fourth, they find themselves still trailing by seven as we're down to the final 40 seconds of the game, and the foul's going to be called. This one's going to go against Byatt. It's going to be his first, but on the Cavies, that'll be team foul number 10, so it's two free throws coming up for Reese Conway. That's the bad news. The good news is Conway missed his only two free throws of the game back in the first quarter. This one, however, goes straight through. He'll get another one. That for Conway, the 6'3 junior, is his first point of the game, making it an 8-point lead. All the Trojans waiting back at midcourt to play defense on the Cavvies as they come down. Second free throw, no good. Easterday gets the rebound, kicks it out quickly to Noggle. Noggle to Easterday. Easterday can't be passing the ball, guys. Got to shoot the ball. Let's go. Somebody. He said, I'll do it. Off the back iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound. It's Walton who comes up with it. Into the corner, it comes back to him for three. No good. Fighting for the rebound. The Trojans' Connor Tripp comes up with it. And a foul going to be called against the Cavaliers. This is going to go against Byatts. It'll be his second. And it's going to send to the free throw line Connor Tripp. Tripp will shoot two, 15 points on the day. Trojans looking to go to 4-1 on the season. First free throw's up, and it's good. 16 points for Tripp, 18 points for Tanner. Second free throw is no good. Cavvies bring it down quickly. Easterday, a long three. Nope. Catches front iron. Won't go. Fighting for the rebound. Last touch by the Cavvies. With 12.9 seconds to go, the Trojans going to pick up their fourth win of the year. Downs it comes to Conway. Cavaliers choose not to foul. And so our final score is going to be Auburn 44, Carlinville 35. We'll take a quick break and come back and recap after these messages on WSMI.